Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting day. This is June 3rd, and one of the political animals that was an American icon at one time, Jefferson Davis, his nemesis, Abraham Lincoln. They were both born in Kentucky. Jefferson Davis was a graduate of West Point, served in the Black Hawk War. Mary, his first wife, was the daughter of a General Taylor, who later was one of the commanders in the Mexican War. Jefferson Davis also was Secretary of War in Franklin Pierce's cabinet, Pierce was the only president from New Hampshire. One of the worst, very good-looking man. He had a lot of tragedy in his family. Three of his sons died. One was killed, I think, by a carriage. But anyway, getting back to Jefferson Davis, he was Secretary of War, and supposedly it is alleged that he imported camels to be used by the U.S. Army in the desert in the Southwest, and there's still some camels supposedly running around, the descendants of the camels that Jefferson Davis imported. Jefferson Davis served in the U.S. Congress as a representative and later as a senator from Mississippi. Then he left and became the president of the Confederacy and was deemed a traitor. And he lost his citizenship. He was in prison, but he wasn't hanged, although the war cry went out, "Hang Jefferson Davis." Fascinating man. He did a lot of things. Unfortunately, he was on the wrong side of the issues, which was states' rights were not going to prevail over the rights of the rights and the authority of the federal government in Washington. That's still an issue that's going on today. Jefferson Davis finally died December 6, 1889. A wealthy widow left him her plantation so he could live out his final years. Unfortunately, for some reason, we can't get our music going. I don't know what happened. Among the other birthdays today, another vice president, Garrett Augustus Hobart. He was a vice president from 1897 to 1999. And did you ever drive an Oldsmobile, which is one of the muscle cars of General Motors? Ransom Eli Olds, born on this day. And, of course, he's the father of the Oldsmobile car, which was one of the five divisions of General Motors. And also, I think he was involved with Rio Truck, R-E-O. The son of Edward VII, George V was born on this day. And interestingly, he survived his father. His two sons were later became the Duke of Windsor, Edward VIII, never uncrowned king, and then George the Younger, who became George VI, who didn't want to be king, and whose daughter is Elizabeth II, and of course his great grandchildren are we have a prince. Prince Harry, and then his older brother William. William has a daughter. She becomes first in line to be crowned, if she survives, as the reigning monarch of England, the British Isles. Famous black, didn't get credit for his work at the time. Famous black doctor, Dr. Charles Drew. Every time you have a blood transfusion, think of this man. He was the guy that perfected the process and, in fact, created it. He was the first head of the Red Cross blood bank. And during World War II, there was this issue about getting blood, whites getting blood allegedly from blacks as if the blood was different color or different ingredients in it. We all bleed red, you know, as one doctor once said. And, of course, one of the most notorious Japanese companies, Green Cross, was founded by Major Ishii. He was the guy who was the Dr. Mengele type in Manchuria, where they did all these horrible tests, even worse than the Germans did, all these horrible tests, freezing people, cutting people up alive. In Manchuria, and also dropping these various bacilli on the Chinese to wipe out the population. But Ishii escaped prosecution at Tokyo and started this Green Cross company, which set up blood transfusion, blood banks in ghettos of American cities, and they would pay people who needed money $10 for plasma. And then they would turn around and sell that plasma for about $100, $200. Unfortunately, they didn't cleanse it or check it out, and that's one of the ways that the AIDS, HIV virus spread. So and so now people are very concerned, still very concerned, about the purity of blood bank, and there are people who think, and it's a relevant issue, that people with HIV or AIDS should not be donating blood, or if they do, it should be so labeled. Great opera singer, part of the Jewish Cantors of New York City, Jan Pierce, born on this day. A black Josephine LaBecker, Baker, she was born a poor woman in St. Louis. She went to France during the 20s, and she because of her leggy legs and her lithe body, she was and she did the infamous banana dance. She was quite the rage. She used to walk down the streets of Paris with a cheetah or two. And during World War II, she worked in the French Resistance. Here's a black woman in France, and she's working in the French Resistance. She also started a home for homeless kids and adopted them all, and apparently ran out of money, and so she had to go back on stage. Josephine Baker, really great. So we'll play some of this stuff Wednesday. And you remember Tony Curtis and that infamous role he played in Spartacus when he was a slave to Sir Laurence Olivier, and it was a lot of homosexual or homoerotic tones to this whole thing, as they still bring it up. Tony Curtis was born Bernard Schwartz, another good Jewish boy. I don't know about a good Jewish boy, but I met him briefly at the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention, when I specifically remember him saying, and he was joking, but Mayor Daley took this serious, that he was going to dump LSD in the water supply, and Richard Daley had a fit. And he was called on the police tactics by Walter Cronkite, and Richard Daley said, look, we can't have these people putting drugs in Chicago's water system. So this, and Allen Ginsberg, he did Howl and a few other controversial plays and stuff, and was, quote, a gay icon. I'm going to try to get, I think this is appropriate today if I can find it, but I can't for some reason. It was supposed to be here, but we'll try one more time. I think it's appropriate. Now, we hear Dixie, which we think was, a lot of people think it was originated in the South. It was written by a minstrel named Dan Emmett, and was never intended to be the marching song or the anthem of the Confederacy, but that's what it became. And it was banned for a while, and then John Philip Sousa took his band on tour, and he went down south, and at every program and the encores, he played Dixie. And that's when it came back. Oh, here's one I think is we should play this. When Johnny Comes Marching Home, what the heck? We'll play it now. And I think it's appropriate because the Civil War was the worst war the country ever experienced. There's nothing like brother and brother, brother fighting, father, brother fighting, uncle. Civil War, wherever they are the worst type of wars. And the American Civil War was the first modern war. And one of the big myths, political myths, historical, is that it was fought over slavery. No, it was fought because of states' rights. There were blacks who fought on the side of the Confederacy and fighting because they were slaves or enslaved or impressed into the Confederacy. They really believed that. To give you an idea, this is fairly accurate. Gone with the Wind does depict some of the treatment of the blacks, especially a lot of people don't know that there was Irish, in fact, it was an Irish brigade in the Confederate Army. There's a lot of rich history there. And these issues of states' rights, the authority of the federal government or their dominance over these states is still an issue today. Excuse me, and I think it's going to come coming to your head with Mr. O's administration because we're questioning. It's not his ancestry, it's his actions. And contrary to Chris Matthews and Marx, Joseph Goebbels, students of speech and propaganda, people are opposed to Mr. O because he's black or he's from Africa or he's a Muslim or he's gay or it's his actions that have got people very upset. You know, his actions as president and the rest will come around. The pendulum swings both ways and eventually even giving it a nudge becomes a broadsword or but this is one of the unfortunate things that happened that diverting attention from the issue of Mr. O's actions. They claim that everybody questions his right to be president, or is he literally there? Is a racist, and there are even blacks who question Mr. O's policies. So we will see. Nixon thought he was untouchable, and the Attorney General at the time, Bill William John, all these people, and so now we may have a replay of things. And of course, Hillary was around at the time at the Gate committee, and she was exposed. She was fired for being dishonest and lying at the committee. So we shall see what we shall see. And I think we'll play this just since the Civil War is so important in American history, and unfortunately, a lot of our students today still have not studied it as they should. Where is When Johnny Comes Marching? I can't find it. Ah, I thought we had it. Well, these are among the other things. And, of course, there are a lot of movies coming out. We still had Gods and Generals. We still had The Horse Soldiers, great film. And we've had Lincoln, which, ironically, Lincoln was played by Daniel Day-Lewis, whose family's father was English. His mother was of Jewish heritage. And he's an Irishman. So, you know, this is how these things go. Well, anyway, because things got screwed up, we are going to be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. And, of course, those of you who may have an insurance claim, you should pay more attention because what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. And there are senior citizens and other people who have been injured and who have been given have been jerked around by incompetent or dishonest or disreputable or deceitful adjusters and their managers. So you need to protect yourself from this, and we're going to give you some tips. As a special investigator in a law firm, I had to do research on cases and investigate people who were involved in them. So again, what you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. Now, one of the issues in the case involving there's more and more of these illegal aliens who don't have insurance, aren't unlicensed even in their own country. They come here, drive a car, and they cause accidents, injury, and deaths. Well, in one case, the manager of one insurance company, when the injured party, their insured, tried to get the address of the illegal alien, the company's manager said, oh, they have a right to privacy. Well, that's so the question is, does an alien or even an American who commits a crime, a felony, kill somebody, injure somebody, maim somebody, do they have the right to privacy? As opposed to the injured party getting the information so they can pursue justice and get compensation for the injuries they sustained because of the illegal acts of the alien not only being here illegally, but driving a car where he had no license and no insurance and no right to drive the car. And this happens, it's happening more and more, and it's time that we stop complaining about it and stop doing something. So anyway, we'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m., and hopefully we'll have all this music situation straightened out. I'll have to go back into our archives. We've got about 2,000 recordings, stuff done at Western Public Radio, KLW, and our own Amicus Veritas blog talk. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site at AMICUSVERITAS, our video e-magazine. So we're gonna end tonight with our usual politics and poker, and of course I was hoping to end with a different thing, but we can't because I couldn't find it. So here goes.
Finished. Now, I am here to tell you. Finished.
No, you're not here to tell me. Okay, here we go. Politics and poker. Hit the wrong button.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you $5. Pony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Five.
Me
too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and
politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.